Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Lord, we are so thankful for the joy that is ours in Jesus Christ our Lord. It is a joy that is our strength, a joy that sustains us to know that, Lord, you are with us always and you are leading us to a future that is brighter than anything we can fathom. And so, Lord, we thank you for the hope that is ours and we rejoice in the joy that is ours in Jesus Christ our Lord. And now as we turn to your word, we pray that you would speak to our hearts, that you would transform us by the renewing of our minds, and that you would make us more like Jesus, for it's in his precious and holy name that we pray. Amen. Well, as we continue on our journey through faith stories, today we come to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20. And it is a very, very short verse speaking about Isaac and his blessing his sons. And you are probably familiar with this story to some degree, but honestly, I want to read us the entire story of Isaac blessing his sons, recognizing that honestly, Jacob, the younger son, essentially stole the blessing of his father from Esau, his older brother. But God had said that that would be the case, that the older would serve the younger, which was profoundly out of order in this sort of cultural context. But Hebrews 11:20, which is the theme for our message, says this: "By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau." By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. And you remember, Isaac is the son of Abraham and Sarah that was born to them when Abraham was 100 years of age and Sarah was 90 years of age. Isaac was the child of the promise. And then Isaac married Rebekah, and Rebekah bore Esau and Jacob. And they had an interesting relationship from the very beginning. Actually, even from the womb, they strove within the womb against each other. Jacob's name means heel grabber because he was grabbing onto the heel of Esau even from the birth canal. But it's a very interesting story in which eventually Esau sold his birthright to his brother for a bowl of lentil stew. He was so famished, so hungry from working that he said, "I will sell you my birthright for a bowl of stew." And Jacob was glad to take it. Well, in Genesis chapter 27, we read the account of Isaac in his old age blessing Jacob and Esau. Jacob's name also means tricky one. And as we read this account, we're going to see that Jacob truly lived up to his name. So I want to invite you to turn with me in your Bible to Genesis chapter 27. We're going to read verses 1 through 45. It is an extended reading, but I thought it would be nice for us to hear it straight from the Word of God, this amazing story of Isaac blessing his sons. Genesis 27, beginning with verse 1. "When Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, 'My son.' And he answered, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now then, take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and prepare for me delicious food such as I love, and bring it to me so that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die.' Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game and bring it, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, 'I heard your father speak to your brother Esau. Bring me game and prepare for me delicious food that I may eat it and bless you before the Lord before I die. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice as I command you. Go to the flock and bring me 2 good young goats so that I may prepare from them delicious food for your father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father to eat so that he may bless you before he dies.' But Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, 'Behold, my brother Esau is a hairy man and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me and I shall seem to be mocking him and bring a curse upon myself and not a blessing.' His mother said to him, 'Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go bring them to me.' So he went and took them and brought them to his mother. And his mother prepared delicious food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the best garments of Esau, her older son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And the skins of the young goats she put on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. And she put the delicious food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went in to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Now sit up and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" He answered, "Because the Lord your God granted me success." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near, that I may feel you, my son, to know whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac his father, who felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He answered, "I am." Then he said, "Bring it near to me, that I may eat of my son's game and bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near and kiss me, my son." So he came near and kissed him, and Isaac smelled the smell of his garments and blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you and nations bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you." As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, Esau his brother came in from hunting. He also prepared delicious food and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that you may bless me." His father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" He answered, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Then Isaac trembled violently and said, "Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me, and I ate it all before you came, and I have blessed him? Yes, and he shall be blessed." As soon as Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." But he said, "Your brother came deceitfully, and he has taken away your blessing." Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." Then he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him lord over you and all his brothers. I have given to him for servants, and with grain and wine I have sustained him. What then can I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, away from the fatness of the earth shall your dwelling be, and away from the dew of the heaven on high. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you shall break his yoke from your neck." Now Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are approaching. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." But the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother in Haran, and stay with him a while until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereft of you both in one day?" Quite a story, isn't it? You may be finding that your family might have some controversy. Every family has some controversy, all the way back to the first families of the earth, and even the families through whom God delivered His promise. This is crazy stuff. So many elements to this story are worth our intrigue. The fact that Esau's hairy to the degree that Jacob needed to be covered by goat skin to have enough hair to fool his father. But the fact that Jacob deceitfully took Isaac's blessing from his brother Esau. It had been told them by the Lord. It had been told Rebekah and Isaac by the Lord, but to see it come to pass in this way, boy, it's a tough thing to hear. But nevertheless, the author of Hebrews, carried along by the Holy Spirit, tells us that it was by faith that Isaac blessed his children. It was by faith that Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. And with all the crazy twists and turns of the story that we just read, what was the reason that Isaac blessed those boys? Well, it was because Isaac had hope. Isaac knew that the promise of God that had been promised to his father Abraham, of which he was proof himself, but that God had also reiterated to him, would come to pass. For you see, in Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 through 5, God reiterated the promise to Isaac, saying this. Listen to this story. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the former famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Gerar, to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land of which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and to your offspring I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath that I swore to Abraham your father. I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and will give to your offspring all these lands. And in your offspring all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So what are you hearing again? You're hearing God tell Isaac that the promise continues, and it will continue through him and through Jacob. And we're going to see that it will continue all the way to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom all people are welcome to come and find the sort of hope that Isaac had that compelled him by faith to invoke a blessing on his sons. So I pray that we would be the sort of people who would believe God to the degree that we would not only hope for good days to come, but we would know beyond the shadow of a doubt that in Jesus Christ, our future is everlasting and it is more glorious than anything we could ever imagine, all because of Jesus' cross and resurrection. Let's pray together. Father, we're so thankful for the faith that you gave to Isaac. And we're so thankful for the example that we have, that Isaac lived by faith, functioning by faith, even in blessing his sons. And Lord, we're thankful that even with flawed human beings, you give your grace. And Lord, you are able to work with imperfect humans because we are all imperfect humans. But we thank you, Lord, that you sent the perfect human, the one who was 100% God and 100% man, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and rose again from the grave, who ascended unto heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and who will one day return to judge the world and to gather his church. Thank you, Lord, that by your grace, all of us who repent of sin and trust in Jesus Christ are your church, your people, and we get to be with you forever. And Lord, as we bring our time together tonight to an end, once again, we join together our hearts and our minds and our voices to pray that prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. And in so doing, we will answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us. And we would love for you to join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. as we gather for worship. Whether you join us in person or virtually, we'd love to worship our God together with you. God bless you.